This is the Recency Bias, your morning after mini pot, following up game number 29 on the season for your Montreal Canadiens in Winnipeg to take on the Jets. I'm Zach Finas, along with you here on your morning after mini pod from RapidHabs.com. Unfortunately, Habs cannot put together consecutive wins as of late. Haven't been able to do so since, I believe, February 2nd was the last time they put back-to-back wins. An overtime 4-3 loss to the Jets. That was a game that went a lot of places. Unfortunately, one of those places was overtime, where the Canadiens are now 0-8 on the season. 0-8. That's almost unbelievable. Really can't fathom that. 8 trips to overtime, all of them losses. In a way that seems almost impossible for an NHL team to not at least once go into 8 games of overtime and find a win. But that has been the case for the season for your Habs, and quite frankly, it could be what sinks them in the end. I mean, let's say they didn't even win half of those. They were 3-5, which would still be not ideal in overtime. I guess they'd still be in fourth place, actually, but they'd be right in the mix of it. They've got at 13-8-8 is their record, and you just look at everybody else in the North Division. You know, the Maple Leafs, 2 overtime losses. The Jets, 2 overtime losses. Edmonton, 0 OTLs. The Vancouver Canucks, who we all know they're bad, 2 overtime losses. The Calgary Flames and the Ottawa Senators, the two teams currently occupying the 2 bottom spots in the division, well, they've got 3 overtime losses. Your Montreal Canadiens, again, 8 overtime losses. If the Habs missed the playoffs, that's all you need to point at. For all the discussions we've had, all the things we're talking about, every element of the game inspected and dissected. Really, if they win in a few more games in overtime, probably the difference. Now, the Canadiens aren't finished. In fact, I was overall pleased with what they did in Winnipeg. Coming out of those 2 games in Calgary, if you remember, well, I said, I don't expect good things from the Habs for these 2 games against the Jets as they end this road trip. Calgary, they looked exhausted and discombobulated and couldn't figure it out. They got 3 or 4 points on the road from the Jets. When you say it like that, that's pretty good. That ain't bad at all. 3 or 4 points when you're in the other team's building, that's not bad. Just frustrating that time after time, the team takes it into overtime and can't put anything that looks decent together. They did have a scoring chance, but only one. Although the Jets only needed one to end things. But before we get to how things ended, let's go with how they started. Starting thought for me in this one was, which Habs would show up tonight? Hard to say. Halfway through the season, this was the first game of the second half of the season, game 29. And really, there's been 2 very distinct versions of the Habs, it seems. There's the team that can show up and fill the net, fly around, make crisp passes, forecheck like crazy, aggressive on every puck battle. That team wins a lot of games. And then there's the team that shows up in Calgary, who just look lost, unable to win any puck battles, can't make any passes happen. However, on Wednesday night, both teams kind of showed up. The first half was one type. The third period was a different Canadiens team. One that did manage, as I say, to pull 1 point out of the game. And Xavier Ouellet back in the lineup. Victor Mete not getting back in, as suspected. Xavier in there with Romanov, so that was the pairing. Very early in this one, the Habs had a scoring chance, but immediately the puck went the other way. The defense fell apart on his own exit. Note that. Defense not making it work on his own exit, and it was 1-0 Winnipeg. Wheeler on a play that Weber, he looked way off. And frankly, the captain had himself something of a rough night, which we've been saying all too often this season. Habs doing a little bit of pushback, and just as they were kind of starting to find their legs there in that first, another turnover by the Habs on a zone exit yet again. This was with less than 5 minutes left in the first. 2-0 Jets. Who else? Kyle Connor, who has become the Tyler, what Tyler Toffoli is to the Vancouver Canucks. Kyle Connor is to your Montreal Canadiens. 2-0 Jets after 20 minutes. The Jets outshot the Habs 11-10 in those opening 20 minutes. But into the second, 1 minute and 26 seconds in, a 2-on-1 with Deneau and Tatar. Deneau shoots. Yes, Deneau shoots. And he scores his second of the year. Habs cut the lead in half. But for the third time in the game, another turnover on a zone exit. A third time that the Canadiens had possession of their puck in their own zone. It wasn't the Jets with control of the puck. The Habs had the puck on their sticks, were trying to get out of their own zone, and credit to the Jets, plenty of strong forechecking. They were looking to pick off those passes. But the Canadiens struggling to get the puck off the defenseman's stick, up to the forwards, and moving the other way. The Jets once again pick it. Connor, once again, that's 4 goals in 5 periods against the Habs, and the 2-goal lead is restored for the Jets. It's not all on the Habs defenseman either for getting picked off or putting the puck in the bad spot. The forwards, if you watch, are not giving the defenseman a ton of options either. As was being pointed out on the RDS broadcast on Wednesday night, as Petrie's trying to get out there, all he's seeing is the numbers of the guys. Not a lot of great targets being created. The zone exits, man. Killer. Killer on Wednesday night. All three of the regulation goals by the Jets were scored because the Canadiens failed to make decent connection with their own players in their own zone, and the next thing they knew, the puck was behind Carey Price. Now, rough stuff, something to be worked on. But into the third, Brendan Gallagher was on a mission. He was not going to let this game go gently into that good night. And a face-off win 6 minutes into the period by Deneau. Face-off win, you could technically say, by Brendan Gallagher, because he bulldozed his way to the net, got the puck past Hellebuck, and the Habs had cut that lead back to 1, Gallagher's 11th of the season. And in the third period, a very solid period by the Canadiens. Once Gallagher had that goal, it seemed to add some firepower to what the Habs were doing. They kept coming, and finally, with the extra attacker, Drouin freeing the puck up along the boards. Perry picked it up. He found Toffoli, and Tyler Toffoli, he found the back of the net. 3-3, we're headed to OT, and let's not talk about overtime. No point talking about overtime. You know what happens in overtime if your Montreal Canadiens get there. They lose, and they did again. Didn't take long, 50 seconds into the extra frame. Nick Ehlers, he deposits it, there we go, behind Carey Price. And it's another L in the extra frame. Still, credit to the Habs for pushing back in the third. It was like, even when they were down 3-1 in this game, it was closer than that score indicated. It was a back-and-forth game for the most part. It was just when the Canadiens broke down, they broke down poorly and in a way that left them so exposed that the Jets were all that firepower able to take advantage of it. I mean, look at it. It's Blake Wheeler and Kyle Connor. That's who's scoring those goals because they are high-end talent, and you give them an opportunity with those terrible zone exits, and they take advantage. And they make the night tough for Carey Price. Still, they pushed back. They found a way to even things up, and at least they got that point out of that game. And again, 3 points out of 4 in Winnipeg overall, not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing at all. You take that most of the time. But it's just the way it went down. to lose an eighth game in overtime is very, very frustrating. And I don't know. It seems like something that you can work on, obviously, with coaching. The schedule, though, as we know, is so intense. I don't really know when they're going to get a ton of time to fix that. Is Alex Burrows in charge of overtime? Can we put Alex Burrows in charge of what they do in overtime? I think that'd be ideal. They're still seeing to know out there. Granted, they got an opportunity, but again, it didn't work. Shots were 36-30 in this one for the Canadians because largely on the backs of that third period where they got 17 shots off. Thanks to that pushback. Power play didn't do anything. Luckily, the penalty kill, though, which had been struggling somewhat against, namely Kyle Connor, was 2-for-2 on the night. Carey Price, I believe he was sub 900 for the first time in a while. Not his best night, but not a bad night. Like, it wasn't up there with the games that he'd put forward lately, but you know, not putting this loss on Carey Price either. Hellebuck, he's not quite been the Vezina caliber goalie he's been these last couple seasons as of late for the Jets either. Again, your goal scored by Deneau. He had a 2-point night, his second, as he added his second goal of the season. Gallagher also with a 2-point night as he notched his 11th, and Tyler Toffoli got his 18th. Yes, his 18th goal of the year. And here's what Tyler Toffoli has to look forward to. Two more games against the Canucks this week, Friday and Saturday. Oh, Tyler could feast. That'll be the last two games of the season against the Canucks, in fact. Which, frankly, makes sense. They played them so many times in the early going, it has to be done with the Vancouver Canucks at this point. So that's how this week will wrap up. Again, Friday, Saturday, back-to-backers against the Canucks. All in all, a all-over-the-place road trip for the Habs. Very reminiscent of what the season has been. You just never know which team's going to show up, though kind of a mix of the two, again, on Wednesday night. So we'll talk to you Saturday following the Friday night game at the Bell Center against the Canucks. Till then, you can find me on Twitter at Zach Drops Tweets, at The Montreal Bias is the podcast, at Rabbit Habs is the website. All those are the Twitter handles. Till the weekend, enjoy the rest of your week, and take care.